It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Yes, we do, and if you don't understand that reference and our jokes with Tom about his hair, he's quick to make jokes about his hair as well, then follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. And as soon as you do and you see his icon there, you will understand what we're talking about. But more than hair, what we're talking about is a hairy place, that being the stock market and what ETFs you might want to look for or look out for. That's what we do here with the ETF of the week, joined, of course, by Tom Lydon from ETF Trends. For more information, ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ProShares Morningstar Alternative Solution ETF, ticker ALTS.
ALTS, alts. It's the ProShares Morningstar Alternative Solutions ETF. Tom, I got to tell you, last week, of course, we were playing the buzzer for losers of the ETF world.
You are one pathetic loser.
And I have to say, the alternative space has not particularly impressed me, but we're not playing the loser sounder today. So why does this particular ETF impress you? Because I have a tough time with most investors thinking they need to go get alternatives at this point.
Usually, the areas that you should look at, Chuck, and we know this through history, you and I have been around for a few decades watching markets go up and down, those areas that tend to be unloved usually are the areas that you should be paying attention to now, as opposed to a lot of people are looking at the market and saying, hey, yeah, we've had a couple slight corrections in the last 5 years, but every one of those dips was really a great buying opportunity. So the longer this uptrend is in place, the higher the probability is that we're going to be closer to the next bear market. Now, I'm not trying to scare people, and I don't think a bear market's coming, but if you don't have an alternative strategy at all within your portfolio, number one, and number two, if you've got cash that you're looking to invest, maybe it's worth considering diversification. Now, this strategy, and most people understand who Morningstar is and have a lot of respect for them, as I know you and I do, they've created an index along with the folks at ProShares that really is, I don't want to use the word perfect, but it's very, very appropriate to mix with a traditional 60-40 stock and bond portfolio allocation. It incorporates non-correlated assets that can generate bond-like returns. So, you know, hedge funds have not done well because the market's done well. Volatility hasn't done well because we haven't seen as much volatility. Long, short, managed futures, merger arbitrage, these are all terms, and I know industry jargon, but when we see choppy markets, these areas of the market tend to do quite well. So for the average investor who maybe has been scared about alternative investing or not as knowledgeable about alternative investing, the folks at Morningstar and ProShares have created a package in an ETF that allows you to diversify outside of your core stock and bond allocation.
We should point out, this is an ETF that buys other ProShares ETFs. It's the long short RAFI, the merger ETF, and what have you, that are all part of the ProShares family, and it puts them all together, correct?
That's right. That's right. So rather than going in and saying, hey, I'm going to do a hedge replication or manage futures or private equity, which ProShares has ETFs that represent all those sectors as well, what they've done is they've gone to Morningstar and said, hey, although we have these indexes, what would be the ideal mix for somebody who just wanted one ETF to complement or maybe diversify their stock and bond allocation.
So is this going to be somebody's entire alternative asset allocation? If so, how much should it be? And where does the money come from? You know, if normally your mainstream stuff is stocks, bonds, and cash, this is what you were going to use for everything else? How do you decide how you're going to use this?
Well, for you and I, and we talk to a lot of investors who are sophisticated, and a lot of investors who enjoy their money and care a lot about their money, but maybe just have a handful of stock and bond mutual funds. If you haven't allocated to alternative investing, a one-ticker solution, is this the case? It might be in a small way. So let's just say this. If you don't have anything allocated to alternatives and you put a 5% allocation here, here's a scenario. Market continues to move up for the next couple of years. This will probably not enhance the overall performance of your portfolio on the equity side. It may just pull it back a little bit. However, if there's any volatility, if there's rising interest rates, those types of things that may be coming, it should help buoy your portfolio to some degree as far as less volatility. And 5% allocation might make a lot of sense.
And because of that characteristic, is this something that you don't care about the 200-day moving average on?
I don't. In that case specifically, because I think everybody should have some type of alternative investment, especially because ETFs today make all these asset classes so readily available that weren't available 5 and 10 years ago.
Yeah. So that's the important lesson here as well. Folks might expect you to be saying, hey, we're buying this and using it on a 200-day moving average scale because that's something you do a lot, but not in this case. This is about diversification. It's the ProShares Morningstar Alternative Solution ETF, ticker symbol ALTS, A-L-T-S. Again, an ETF that buys other ProShares ETFs. If you want more information on this ETF or on anything that Tom Lydon does, well, go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow the site on Twitter at ETFtrends. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He, of course, is at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, we just kicked off the Thursday edition with a good start. The big interview is next when Money Life continues. Stick around. We'll be right back.